For a long time now, Tucson has been a two-elephant town. The Reed Park Zoo is home to a pair of female elephants, Connie and Shaba, but their quarters are a little bit cramped. Now that's set to change, and more elephants will soon be on their way. Robert Rappaport explains.
The Reed Park Zoo in Tucson soon will break ground on its largest expansion ever, an $8.5 million addition that will stretch from the current southern boundary all the way to 22nd Street, where a park currently exists. Curator of Education Vivian Van Peenen says the expansion has been years in the making, adding 7 acres to the zoo.
Expedition Tanzania is going to be opening with a new elephant care facility and elephant exhibit. It may hold additional species down the road, but this first phase of Expedition Tanzania is for an elephant exhibit.
Van Peenen says the new exhibit, which will dedicate 3 of the 7 acres for current and future elephants at the zoo, will have a heavy education component.
It's not just an exhibit where people will come in and look at elephants. It's not just an amazing way for us to contribute to animal care and management nationwide, but it is planning a very engaging and hands-on exhibit for families and kids to really engage with elephants and their amazing adaptations, as well as really looking at the relationship that we have as a zoo to what is happening in the wild. We've got some really neat ties, not only to other zoos, but to researchers that are doing work on the ground in Africa, and we're looking forward to telling their story and talking about the impact that they're having on elephants in the wild. So we're looking forward to conveying those messages to the public.
Reed Park Zoo General Curator Jim Schnormeyer describes the differences between the planned expansion and the current elephant exhibit as night and day.
We have a very antiquated facility that was built many years ago when at the time was thought to be state-of-the-art, but as time rolls on and you learn more about elephant management and what they need, so should the exhibit reflect that. And that's what this will do. We're not talking 2 elephants. We probably could be talking as many as 7, probably 5 to 6, but could be 7 if you talk offspring. We do use non-contact now, but we'll be, of course, dealing with much more elephants in a different type of facility, so we can do more with our non-contact management.
Schnormeyer says the eventual plan is to bring in an existing breeding herd of elephants.
We're actually kind of working with a consortium of 3 zoos, the San Diego Zoo, the Lowry Park Zoo in Tampa, Florida. So the 3 of us are putting together this group of elephants to manage and their offspring. What's unique about this program is we're taking splintering off an already established herd. So we're just not bringing 1 or 2 elephants from one part of the country. These elephants already know each other, their mom and youngsters, and bring them here to Tucson.
Reed Park Zoo Education Curator Vivian Van Peenen says all of the $8.5 million funding for Expedition Tanzania has been raised, coming from a variety of sources.
The elephant care facility, along with our education learning center that opened a couple of years ago, were a combined campaign that was a public-private partnership between the City of Tucson and the Reed Park Zoological Society. The Zoological Society is our nonprofit support organization that handles membership for the zoo and does all sorts of fundraising for capital projects like this. So the money is in partnership from the society, which is all grants, corporate donations, private donations involving the community, and money coming from the city.
Van Peenen says it's important to note that the city funding did not come from the general fund, which pays for day-to-day municipal operations, so it can't be taken away during tough budget times.
But it's the city's revenue fund specifically designated for this elephant exhibit through zoo admission rate, those sorts of things, along with some bond dollars.
Van Peenen says the groundbreaking on the zoo expansion should take place next month.
The first rounds of permits are done. We have not yet gotten our sort of final contractor numbers for the project. Those should be back fairly soon, and we're anticipating a groundbreaking in September. Our contractor feels about a 9 to 12 month construction period. So about a year from September is when we are hopeful the exhibit will be opening.
Van Peenen says, like with any other construction project, the timeline could be delayed if unexpected things turn up during the excavation. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Robert Rappaport.